College degrees are a lot like dark humor. Not everyone gets it, including me. I'm a college dropout, and ironically, I'm giving the speech here on the beautiful campus of UCF. Is it on? Here we go. Otherwise known as You Can't Finish. Or if you prefer, we can call it Under Construction Forever. I mean, just look around campus. You'll see your tuition going towards useful things like this new band practice facility. It only costs, like, $12.5 million? Yeah. And these two new scoreboards. And let's not forget the student union expansion. I'm not really sure what they do all day, but I guess they're useful. Oh, and let's not forget the virtue signaling, Office of Diversity and Inclusion. Yeah, and actually you can take these courses they provide and get this training certification in diversity and inclusion. So that proves that you're not a racist. Now, don't get me wrong, college is a great place to be. You get to meet a lot of new people and expand your knowledge of the world. And I wouldn't be here on the stage if I didn't choose to go to Valencia College and learn under an Austrian economics professor. College is a good place to start. I mean, especially for those who have figured out their true calling in life. And it's great for people who want to become doctors, lawyers, nurses, or anything in the STEM majors. But the great thing about universities is they are centers of research and science. We need those people in society. But what about those who don't know what they're good at? Or those who are not sure about their career? Most students go into college without a clue of what they want to do. And they're encouraged to take out loans and become financially irresponsible. Like, what sort of society advocates for that? When I was in the fourth grade, I received an F for the first time. I don't know about you, but I prefer to keep that sort of thing to myself. Unfortunately, my teacher called me and another student up, and it was all because we both forgot to put our names on our homework. And so she calls us up to her desk, and she holds up the paper with the F on it and asks us, "Who does this belong to?" I looked at it, and my heart sank. And I recognized my handwriting, and I told her, it can't be mine. And for a 10-year-old kid, this is like the most embarrassing, humiliating moment of your life. Because if your peers find out about this, they will humiliate you to no end. So the reason why I'm telling this story is because students face a major setback, and that is the one-size-fits-all education. All throughout grade school, I struggled a lot in math. And I struggled so much that I started to question my intelligence. I thought, maybe I am stupid. I mean, everyone else in my class seems to be doing just fine. And I never got the help that I needed because the school is more concerned about raising test scores and reading comprehension and just things that would benefit them rather than the students. So when I was in college, I discovered something odd about myself. So you know how most students enter college as moderate liberals or moderate conservatives, and then they graduate as full-blown cultural Marxists. But the opposite happened to me. The more I studied economics, the more libertarian I became. And this led to another thing I found out about myself. I realized the education system and the teaching style was not for me. And eventually, I dropped out as a full-fledged anarchist. because I wanted more control over my education. No, I understand the reason for this teaching style, because it's more efficient in a group setting. But thing is, everyone is taught at the same pace and with the same subject. And college is no exception. This is the factory model of teaching. And it was meant to create obedient workers who won't question you. The problem is, it doesn't teach the workers problem solving in a real world setting. As I grew older, I realized I wasn't stupid. Instead, it was my teachers and the way they taught. Their teaching methods are outdated. And they tell you, sit down, obey, don't interrupt. You don't get to choose which classes to opt out of. I'm sure we've all heard that one of the keys to success is to visualize it. And one of my goals was to graduate the bachelor's and make lots of money. But the more classes that I took, I began to feel very afraid and uncertain about my future. Because I found out I took the wrong major. Previously, I was going for IT, and programming was just not for me. I just could not make heads or tails of it. So I decided to switch to a business marketing and management degree. That also didn't work out. I had difficulty keeping up with the classes, with the pace of it, and I just wanted to learn at my own pace. And I discovered something else. The 1,000 level classes, the basic gen ed credits, was my limit. Anything above that, it went too fast for me, and I just had difficulty, you know, absorbing the information within a short period of time. And which led me to fail another two classes. And then I started to feel like my 10-year-old self again. Afraid, embarrassed, and convinced I was stupid. College has created a system of dependency by coddling students and shielding them from the consequences of the outside world. We're taught theory, but not how to apply it. Compare that to Praxis, the business bootcamp I'm currently in. Every project I create, every blog post I sent out, is judged by the real world. My audience and my future employers will determine if I pass. Most degrees don't even provide useful job training, with the exceptions of the STEM, medicine, and law majors. But yet, we're all pushed to earn that piece of paper and start our young adult lives neck deep in debt. My teachers and counselors in high school rarely mention alternatives to college, such as apprenticeships, trade schools, tech school, or even the military. Now, a couple years ago, when I just started college, a friend of mine wanted my advice. And he told me he was really afraid and overwhelmed by this new college environment. So I suggested to him, maybe you should start at Valencia and transfer over to UCF. It'll be cheaper and an easier transition from high school to college. And the great thing about Valencia is they have smaller classes and a small campus compared to UCF. But he was adamant in going straight to UCF because he didn't want to be ridiculed by his friends. And I told him, you gotta just ignore them. All that prestige is just an illusion. Well, a year later, when he started his first semester, he came up to me again, and he said, I should have listened to you. I really regret not following your advice. I'm just so overwhelmed, even just by going to class. Pushing everyone to attend college has backfired, because not only is it subsidized by the government, thus creating a monopoly, but it has also devalued the degree. When my dad immigrated here to the United States in the 80s, he was told if he wanted a good, decent life, have at least a high school diploma. Now, a couple years later, he was then told to earn at least a bachelor's to survive. And luckily for him, He earned an art degree over in Beijing. And eventually he used that degree to apply to Disney Animation Studios. So he was an intern there and finally landed the job. He was very lucky too. And he showed HR his diploma. They looked at it, they looked at him, and they had this very, very doubtful look. They weren't convinced it was real. They thought it was a forged degree because it was printed on really bad quality paper. And they're like, okay, we're gonna have to test you on a couple things. And so they test him on his art skills, see what mediums of art he can do, and he passed. Now the point I'm getting to is the degree itself doesn't necessarily translate to success, because he got into Disney Animation Studios through networking. He knew a friend who also worked for them. Degree inflation has lowered the value of college, and there are so many graduates who are flooding the market with credentials, like internships and so forth. And now employers realize that many of these graduates can't demonstrate value. What has happened to the high school diploma is now happening to the bachelor's degree. Before the days of financial aid and student loans, earning a degree made you stand out from the crowd. But now almost everyone has one, which is why it has devalued kind of like our fiat currency. According to many of my professors, success comes from going to college, with the exception of outliers like Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg. But here's the thing they didn't tell me. You don't need to reinvent the wheel in order to be successful. I mean, a great example of this is dry cleaners. I mean, I can find a dozen dry cleaners within 10-mile radius of me. And they all provide similar services and have similar prices, but they're all successful in their own way. And here's the other thing they didn't tell me. There could have been more Steve Jobs out there if students were allowed to unleash their creativity and nurture their natural talents and learn to fail forward. What do I mean by this? Well, we're not taught how to recover from our mistakes or to learn from trial and error. Instead, we're told, you're gonna take this test, you only have one chance at it. If you fail, too bad. And the way students demonstrate their knowledge is through a barrage of testing instead of practical applications in a real world setting. I once asked my college advisor about my degree requirements and the classes I needed to earn a business marketing degree. So I asked her, why did I have to take all of these classes like humanities, science, and all these countless electives? Because these were unrelated to my major. And she said, yeah, those classes aren't business related, but you never know when it might come in handy because your employer might be interested in Greek mythology. And so she went on to say how I'll become a well-rounded individual, even if I never use those classes. But not everyone is cut out to be a Renaissance man. And so we went on together, just going over the things I had to take. And one of the classes was called the New Student Experience. And it was required to graduate. Basically, the class taught you things like how to navigate the Blackboard system, where to sign into your email, just think how to manage your life as a student. So this is one of the assignments I had to do for the New Student Experience class. It's a time management assignment, and apparently I slept too much. And I remember while I was doing this, I got really fed up because, I mean, ironically, this was supposed to help me save time, but it was taking time away from my studies. So back when I started college, I believed it was the best chance I had in life. And like millions of others, I was duped into thinking I'll land a job right after graduation. Think about the way college is marketed. Earn a degree, get a job, and you have a pretty good life. Except those are empty promises. So what's the solution? To put it simply, we need more choices in the market. I propose to bring back the apprenticeship. Now, what do I mean by this? For most of history, an apprentice worked under a master craftsman, like a blacksmith, swordsmith, a tailor. And if you wanted to become a tailor, your mom or your dad would take you to someone they know, and hopefully they'll take you on as an apprentice. And nowadays, apprenticeship programs are associated with construction, but it's starting to expand into other industries like IT, operations, sales, marketing, or anything business related. But unlike interns, apprentices are paid to learn and work at the same time. You learn on the job, you're very hands-on, and you launch your career as well. Now here's another reason why apprenticeships are a solution to the education system. If you're accepted into one of these programs, you're guaranteed a job. And I'm not exaggerating in the slightest bit either. Let me give you a real life example. So I mentioned earlier I'm in the Praxis program, and for the first 6 months, I learned how to build my portfolio, showcasing my skills. So this was a couple of the projects I had done throughout the 6 months program. I learned Adobe Illustrator from scratch, no experience, and then created these three t-shirt designs. And the other thing that we did in this program was create value propositions. And those are three examples of the ones I did for companies that I had targeted. It was BitPay, Pushing Box, and Clockstore. And so future employers look at all of the stuff that I've done, and they are very impressed by it. They say it's shown them or given them a better idea of what their future hires would look like. Because they often tell us Praxis participants that they get a lot of these resumes and they all look the same. Same credentials, same people, nothing really unique. So the value propositions are a lot like the elevator pitch of work projects. And like I said, it shows to future employers what I could do if I were hired. So it's kind of like doing the job before I get hired. So here are some of the things you can do to help the alternative education movement. I recommend the following resources. The Case Against Education by Brian Kaplan. He goes into more detail about the things I have talked about. Education Free and Compulsory by Murray Rothbard, and Dumbing Us Down by John Taylor Gatto. Another thing you can do is spread the word on social media or support students who are currently in boot camps, apprenticeships, or other related programs. If you have a student in your life who is thinking about opting out of college, talk to them. Have an open and honest discussion. And don't get angry at them and assume they just want to be a lazy bum for the rest of their life. And that's one of the worst things you can do, actually. But encourage them to talk. Hear them out. Be there to listen. Because they are just afraid of their future as you are, if not more. And another thing I would suggest is while you're talking to them, you know, research the options, alternative options together. Be that beacon of hope in their life. It's time we decentralize higher education. And for some of us, that means opting out of the college monopoly. Thank you very much.